country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk.
Welcome to the show, folks. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso here on February 10th. That's 10, 2023. I'm up here in North Dakota. The show is being beamed to you from Round Rock, Texas, where the Republic Broadcasting Network calls home, and where you can send in your support to keep Patriot Media beaming out there. And there are, there was a report. Well, let's see if there are any other preliminaries here. I'll give you the phone number in just a second. Welcome to the show. This is a live show. We're on 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And there was an interesting report that the podcast, you could just categorize it under the word podcast. I don't know what the actual technical definition of podcast is, but I'm just referring to what we patriots are doing, which is we are end running the lamestream media by using the internet, getting streaming voice out on the internet one way or another, and even using telephones. And it's the astounding thing is that it's working. And the lamestream media, the people used to control all news, they're freaking out. Their audiences are shriveling. Their income is dwindling. They're laying off employees. Nobody wants to watch them. And remarkably, people like you listening to this Republic Broadcasting Network and other such patriot efforts, homegrown, are really growing and are reaching millions and millions of people. It goes hand in hand with the Trump revolution, with the MAGA revolution, the MAGA movement. So, and of course, I'm on one wing, one branch of that movement, which is here at Republic Broadcasting. And I constantly refer to the one I'm most impressed with nowadays, which is truthsocial.com. And I would love to see Truth Social grow. Now, of course, may this happen to Republic Broadcasting first. Hey, let's get into a foot race with Trump Social and outrun them. But speaking realistically, I think Truth Social is going to bring in billions of dollars of investment. Donald Trump owns 80% of it. And I think it will expand outwards so that it includes all of the elements of information communication. So what do you need to communicate information? You need a backbone. You go all the way, go vertically. You need a backbone on which the internet signal is transmitted. Now, this is the latest area in which the communists are trying to shut us up, shut you up, shut alternate media up. They want to attack at the backbone or the hub level and go for places like Google, go for places like Apple, and have us taken off of these core network hubs. And the so what we're going to have to do, ultimately, we will have to create our own hubs. We have created, but what we've done at the grassroots level is wonderful. And what I'm calling a podcast is, really, it amounts to anybody with a microphone and an internet connection can be a podcaster. And anybody in the world, this goes back to the original design of the World Wide Web and the design of the internet, two separate inventions, Tim Berners-Lee being largely responsible for part of it. The idea was create something in the World Wide Web and in the internet, create something that anybody on any device, anywhere, can connect for free and can communicate with anybody else also on that internet, that connection, that web. And this is a new idea. Think about it. Think before the web. Some of you weren't even born at that time. But before the web, when I was a lad, there was no way to communicate en masse with large numbers of people. You couldn't reach them. They couldn't reach you. What did we have on the in the hallway, on the wall, between the kitchen and the downstairs bathroom? We had a telephone on the wall. A rectangular thing. And that was your way of communicating. And it was very expensive. If you wanted to call somebody, you could only call one person. And if that person, if you were in LA and that person were in New York, it was so expensive, you had to kind of look at your watch and go by the minute. So there was no way to communicate in a mass way. The TV was limited to ABC, NBC, and CBS. Three channels. Channels what? 2, 4, and 7. And then you get local on channel 11. And that was your TV. It was all canned. It was all pre-scripted. But now we are able. Now, the left didn't count on this. The left wasn't ready for it. They didn't see it coming. It's a left hook that they never saw coming. But now we can communicate with each other. And we can communicate through a thousand different pathways. And that makes the internet, the original idea of the internet was a DARPA project, Defense Advanced Research Project agency. It was designed to survive, to allow communication, including military communication, in the event of a nuclear attack. So when everything's destroyed, all the infrastructure, the antennas, the cables, the transmitters, all destroyed, or a lot decimated, hugely destroyed, whatever's left, whatever survives such an attack, could, inherent in its design, repair itself and restore communication. It would reroute communications, and there, you know, if your buddy Joe survived a nuclear attack in Des Moines, and you were out there in Huntsville, Alabama, you could call him, and he could call you, and it would even though everything, the normal method of communication had been destroyed. So the So here it is. Here we have it. Now the left is now trying to figure out how can we gut this thing? How can we neuter the internet? But anyway, the report today is that various podcasters, patriots, and they're all patriots. The podcasters who are succeeding hugely are all right-wing people. It's all a right-wing phenomenon, and the left knows that, so they want to shut down all of this stuff. So your favorite websites, places like Republic Broadcasting. I don't know what the current state of affairs is with Republic Broadcasting, but you can be sure that left-wingers all over the country are working all of the time to shut down your favorite, everything that you enjoy, everything that you find valuable in the right-wing information network. Well, So what I'm hoping is that True Social will vertically integrate upwards and downwards, so that they will have servers on which they have to supplant, to replace YouTube. Truth Social and anyone else like this, anybody else with that sort of scale, will have a video storage facility. So you don't have to link over to YouTube, where YouTube can then delete you. No, you put your Patriot video on the Truth Social server. If you want to catch up with on things, you want Truth Social, and I'm just using Truth Social as a, I think, what is most likely to get there first. 24-hour-a-day news. So you got Steve Bannon, or you've got Dan Bongino, or you got Tucker Carlson, somebody you trust on TV 24 hours a day saying, this is what's going on. Let's connect you to the events of the world. What else would they have? They'd have a way for personal communication. You could communicate to your friends privately. They would have a way for you to speak to a large audience with your posting, and the whole thing vertically integrated, so at no point is Truth Social or anyone else following this model dependent upon a weak link in the vertical integration, like, let's say, Apple or Google or one of these mega corporations, one of these woke left-wing corporations. So I see this coming. I think we can make it. And Donald Trump clearly has the stomach for it and the understanding to do it. He's done it. He's doing it at Truth Social. So when he becomes president on January 20th, 2025, that's just around the corner, I think one of his a project he's got going now, but he will accelerate even further the project of completely bypassing what he has christened as the fake news. And the enemy of the people. Beautiful. Let's go to that Truth Social here. And if you want to call in, this is a good day to call in. For those of you that haven't already gotten the tattoo with his phone number on your arm, 512-248-8252. The number changes, you know, every few years. So I don't want to get a tattoo with a number. You can change the number. 512-248-8252. All righty, let's go to something I was enthusing about yesterday, and I will continue today. These Patriot hearings going on in the now Patriot-controlled U.S. House of Representatives are very gratifying, very encouraging. They're turning out to be what we hoped they would be. And the one I enjoyed the most today, and before the end of the show, I hope I can find it, Elise Stefanik, congresswoman from New York State, she was wonderful in one of these hearings today or yesterday, and she just ripped the big tech people she was facing to shreds. And she said this. She said, you people, she's referring to these Twitter people, these Google people, the fake news people, the enemies of the people, and she was treating them as if she holds them to be enemies of the people. That's what's needed. The conversation has to be not Mr. Nice Guy, not Mitt Romney style. It has to be look them right in the eye and talk with them as if they are, in fact, disgusting traitors to America. They're disgusting specimens of the worst in humanity. Each phrase needs to convey that awareness. So Elise Stefanik did it, and she said, what you did, she read the numbers, and I'm going to do it just from memory now because I don't have the clip, sorry, but these numbers are astonishing. I think one number she gave was that over 60% of Democrats would have changed their vote in the 2020 election, would not have voted for Joe Biden if they had known about the laptop from hell, which by and large they did not know about. And what they did know about it was false. And Elise Stefanik said, she said, and where was she pointing the finger at? The people in the panel that she was grilling were FBI people. FBI. She was doing what you and I have never heard. We never hoped we'd ever hear such a thing in our lifetimes. Pointing the finger right at the FBI, saying, you defrauded, you criminally deprived the American people of their First Amendment. You criminally, in the FBI, you knew what was on the Hunter Biden laptop. They had it from 2019. The election was in November of 2020. They lied that they didn't have it. They lied that they didn't know where it was. They lied that it was Russian disinformation. They lied that they were investigating it. So we can't talk about it because we're investigating. Now, see, now remember, that word investigate in FBI newspeak, it means we are covering it up. We're investigating it. We are doing cleanup work. We are investigating. So we can't say anything about it. Our lips are sealed. But Elise Stefanik just read them the Riot Act, and she said, you screwed with our election. You committed, she didn't say treason, but she was saying you committed felonies. You broke American law, which does not allow the FBI to function as a field office for, well, the Communist Party in this case, the Democrat Party. It was beautiful. It was beautiful, something that we would never dream we would ever hear. And it's happened. And it's happening. You're hearing Jim Jordan. You're hearing, and by the way, it's not one person. Remember the old days when we used to hear, like, there'd be one lonely voice of patriotism. So, like, if you listened for the five-minute speeches after hours when the House was empty, you could hear Jim Traficant giving a five-minute rant. And you knew nobody was, well, very few people were seeing it. No, that's not the situation. Or you could hear Ron Paul. There'd be a vote in the House, and it would go 434-1. And you didn't need to know who the one person was. You already knew. When the vote was 434-4 and one against, you knew that one was Congressman Ron Paul from Texas, because he was the only guy with the integrity to vote against so many bills. And he was just, you know, a voice in the wilderness. But now, like on these congressional committees, it's patriot after patriot. Mark Getz is followed by another patriot, who's followed by Lauren Boebert, who's followed by Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's followed by Jim Jordan. And we're learning new names. I couldn't remember her yesterday, but there's this new congresswoman from Florida. I'll try to get it before the end of the show. But now we're being treated to something we never hoped would ever happen. It wouldn't be just Jim Traficant in the middle of the night. It wouldn't be just Ron Paul all by himself speaking to nobody for 5 minutes in after hours. We'll be right back after this break. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros's role in orchestrating the pandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and Oklahoma.
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven, oh yeah, to me.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care.
We're back, folks.
What I hate is
you're on the Trump phenomenon. And should you call in, I will see your name appear on my board before me here. And during the break, instead of searching on YouTube, we've all trained ourselves to search on YouTube because they had a monopoly on the videos that we wanted to see. But, I was looking. I was searching with the search terms Elise Stefanik, hearing, FBI, Hunter Biden laptop. I put all those in the search on YouTube. Nothing. But she just let it rip in a hearing, and I couldn't find that clip anywhere on YouTube. Remember, what is the sound of one hand clapping? What is the sound when it goes down the memory hole? That's the name of the game, the memory hole. We're all sitting around the memory hole. So instead of looking at YouTube, I said, during the break, I said, well, what the hell? And I searched on Rumble. Now, what is Rumble? Rumble offers video storage, direct competition to YouTube. And I don't know, their storage may not be on their own servers. We don't know. It probably isn't. So Rumble can probably be cut off with a snap of the fingers by Apple or Google or people higher on the food chain. We need to fix that. But anyway, there it is. And I'll play it for you right now. Here's Elise Stefanik, Congresswoman, patriot, hero from New York. She's the third-ranking Republican in the new House of Representatives controlled by Republicans, MAGA Republicans. So here she is. She's, you know, in a hearing of the, oh, no, I love the name of the committee that Jim Jordan heads. Here's the name of the committee. They had their first hearing, and they did not disappoint. The House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. Oh, I like that. Oh, that takes me back to the House Committee on Un-American Activities. It wasn't the Committee on House Un-American Activities. That was the left mispronouncing it. The House Committee on Un-American Activities. And so here's the House Select Subcommittee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. I like this. Joe McCarthy is smiling from his perch up there in the clouds. So he was just a little ahead of his time. So here is Elise Stefanik. She could be a granddaughter of Joe McCarthy, or a great-granddaughter, maybe. I don't know.
Of the people that were made aware of the Hunter Biden laptop story, 53% would have changed their vote, including 61% of Democrats. This is the definition of election meddling, and it's the definition of election meddling by the FBI on behalf of Democrats, paid for by the U.S. taxpayers.
Ooh, ouch. This is the definition of election meddling, which is a felony, if you specify the forms. Paid for by you and performed by the vaunted Federal Bureau of Corruption.
It's collusion, it's corruption, and it's unconstitutional.
That was beautiful. Elise Stefanik. It's corruption, it's collusion, and it's unconstitutional. And that's Christopher Wray. She's not talking about one rogue agent. No, she's talking about the whole seventh floor of the FBI building on Pennsylvania Avenue. Wow. And, you know, this is just the beginning. This is hearing number one. And there will be, well, we've got at least 2 years. Jim Jordan's going to go. Matt Gaetz is going to go. Elise Stefanik is going to go. Marjorie Taylor Greene is going to go. Lauren Boebert is going to go. They're going to go nonstop for 2 years, day and night. This is going to be wonderful. They're going to haul these people in front of them, put them under oath. They have to raise their right hand and say, they swear, so help me God, that what they're saying is the truth. I just watched Jim Jordan swear in a panel. Nobody said, I have religious objections. I'm not going to swear it in. I'm not going to. No, not only are they sworn in, they're under penalty of perjury. If they lie, it's a crime. So we got 2 years to dig into these people. I mean, surely we won't lose the House in 2024 when we win the presidency. And then now here's what's our job on our little radio station like this one. What's our job? To let people hear those words of Elise Stefanik or others like this. I'll play one right after this break. Stay tuned.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Which will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes, and...
Stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong.
Let's put my arms around you, and we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven, just you and me. This feels like heaven.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip.
Everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. That part certainly is true. And Big Bad John. Donald John Trump, that is. I'm over here. You know, we just listened to Elise Stefanik. You know, we pulled it. We're like Winston Smith. We stuck our arm down into the memory hole before that scrap of paper could get incinerated. We pulled it back out and we saw that quote from Elise Stefanik that this is corrupt. It's criminal. It's unconstitutional. And that happened. Now, the left wants to rewrite it. They want that to disappear. But Truth Social is keeping it alive. So Donald Trump's doing the same thing we just did. He put it up. Here it is. I'm looking at Donald Trump's post from 5 hours ago. He caught the same thing. He's on the same network that you and I are on. We've got a functioning communications web going. We have to keep it, strengthen it, and preserve it from the attacks. And so he writes, Well, here's the link right here. Here is Elise Stefanik in a green jacket. So I didn't need to look. It was on Rumble, but it was also on Truth Social. Look in vain on YouTube to find it. Look in vain on, you know, other media, red Chinese controlled media. It's not going to be on TikTok. but here it is. Donald Trump posted it. You just heard it, so I won't play it again. And something else that you see on Truth Social that I noticed while I was researching during the break, Donald Trump is, it's an unbuttoned website. It's unabashed. It's uninhibited. It's not unhinged. It's unabashed. And it's free swinging. So there's brutal satire on truthsocial.com. I just watched a satirical, and geniuses out there, I'm sure I'm talking to a number of you out there, graphical animation geniuses who know how to make brutal satires in the form of a post. And I'm watching one, if you remember at the State of the Union address by Joe Brandon, at one point, Jill, who may wear the pants in that family, I don't know. Jill, she was a woman with a mission. She went down the stairs. She was making eye contact with somebody. She was trying to get up to somebody. She wove through a number of people, and then she stuck her lips out there and puckered up, and she planted a big wet kiss on the lips of Kamala Harris's husband, the first husband. I can't even remember his name. Do you know his name? Does anybody know his name? I have trouble remembering the name of Camel Nose Harris. I don't know what his name is, but she gives this big wet French kiss. Well, it wasn't a French kiss, but it was a big wet kiss to, and somebody using their whatever their, you know, video editing software, they edited it into a fantastic satirical piece that's brutal. And my description won't do it justice. But that's characteristic of Donald Trump, that uninhibited, you know, no holding back, no patty cake. Let him have it. Playing hardball. So something I love about the site. Okay, let's go down here and glance. Oh, here we've got somebody that might have something. Let's just see what you, Jim, how are you there in Oregon? What's on your mind? Come in, Jim.
Hey, listen, are you there now?
I'm there. Okay. Yes.
Am I on?
You Alrighty, are connected to the. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Let me know when I can start to speak.
Oh, you can't start to speak. No, you don't have permission. You can't start to speak. Why do you always start your calls with that? When will I be allowed to speak? What bullshit?
Well, because I begin to talk, and you all automatically say two or three words.
Yeah, but you
words.
Start every one of your it. Calls with, I'm being censored. Okay, now
okay,
go ahead,
so
Jim.
Here we go.
Make a substantive point.
Are you done talking for the moment? Okay. Now, as I listen to you night after night, which of course is the first lie, because I don't listen to you night after night, but every time I tune in, what I hear is a man who I just don't think has fully grown up. You talk about some congresswoman or some this, that, or other person, some committee, some hearing, questioning, asking some tough questions of somebody, as if that's going to amount to anything. You've lived long enough. You've seen your share of hearings and committees. How about the Watergate hearings? How about the church committee, right? How about the, you know, Iran-Contra hearings? On and on and on. None of this is going to make any difference. Thank goodness we only got about another year and a half to go before Donald Trump is not president again, right? And maybe by this time, even you and a good portion of the American people will wake up and realize that none of this stuff, these politicians, what they say, what they do, what committee they have, what investigatory body, what panel.
Okay, now, Jim.
None of it's going to make a difference.
Okay, okay,
and
no good.
Jim, let me answer your point.
Hang on, Jim. You know, Jim, I have a feeling if I just.
About Trump, and then I'll listen to you.
No, Jim, you'll listen to me now, Jim. Hey, Jim, Jim, you'll listen to me now, buddy. Okay? You can filibuster on your own show. All right? So I let you give about a 2-minute speech there, and you didn't make the only point you made is Kelso.
Whole 2 minutes.
No, I'm talking now. Kelso, you're not a grown man. That was your point.
Yeah.
And all these things, Donald Trump talking to his voters and his supporters, Elise Stefanik and Marjorie Taylor Greene, all this stuff is unimportant. So I got the second point I got is you're a total cynic. And okay, well, that's really interesting. Now, and here's the next thing I got, a third point. You're going to be listening to my show 5 days a week, 365 until Donald Trump, as you said, until Donald Trump doesn't get reelected. So
right.
This is so idiotic, the Kelso show, and I am such a juvenile that you're going to spend hundreds of your hours listening to my juvenility. What's wrong with that picture?
I won't be spending hundreds of hours, but I will on occasion be entertained by your naivete.
No, I liked your opening statement. The truth was in your first statement.
Like,
I listen to you every night. And then you immediately, as soon as that got past your lips, I could feel you sucking it back in, and you said, "Well, I don't do that. I don't listen every night."
That was the first lie I said. You know,
okay.
It's like you're a Girl Scout. Seriously, I mean, it's a serious question I pose to you. What difference has any of these committees or hearings made in 40, 50, 60 years?
McCarthy
hearings, right?
What
changed? It's only gotten worse and worse.
Wait a minute, Jim.
I'm almost done. Let me finish. Because
you never get to finish.
Every president has been essentially a servant or a tool of the Jews, and Trump is the biggest
Jewish sycophant. Oh my gosh, Jim! I was waiting for this.
Jim,
why didn't you start with this,
Jim? Come on, wake up,
Jim. Why didn't you start with this? I should have known. This is what's behind it all. Here it is. Here's your motive. Here's why you're listening to my show every night. Okay, why don't you start each of your calls? And now that you've said it. Okay, now that you've said it, I really don't want to hear from you. I hope you don't listen to my show for the next 2 years then beyond, because Donald Trump will be reelected, and we'll have the Trump phenomenon for those second 4 years of the Trump administration. But listen, here's the deal, Jim, in Oregon. Here's the deal. And you're a very small group of people, very small group of people. And your core motivation is, and you should start your calls, if you do get on the air, you should start with this, I hate the Jews. That's how you should start with that. Start with that, Jim, and then we know where you're coming from. Get it? Speak plainly. When you stand up in church, speak plainly to the congregation and tell them what you believe.
I don't mince words, okay? I don't mince words, and you still won't answer.
Well, I had to get you all riled up. I had to get you all riled up for you to finally spit out what you really think. That was news to me, that you hate the Jews. That's new. For the first time, I've heard that from you now.
I hate them.
But now I know, and by the way, that belly laugh tells me, wow, okay, that's a tell right there. We have correctly identified your fundamental core belief.
Uh-huh.
I hate the Jews. Well, listen, Jim, you have a good evening. Continue listening to my show. You can tune in again, not tomorrow night. You have to wait till Monday to tune in again and hate the Jews some more. All right. So long. So long, Jim. Okay. Now that was fun, folks. I've kind of learned that Jim doesn't like Donald Trump. You know, I don't remember well on all the callers, but there you have why he doesn't like Donald Trump, because Donald Trump doesn't hate the Jews. So, you know, I mean that, right. Oh, strike three. You're out. You're out, Donald Trump. And, you know, he did great things for Israel, the people of Israel. Donald Trump is so popular in Israel. He said, I think if I were able to run for prime minister of Israel, I'd win. He's more popular than Benjamin Netanyahu or any of the other people in the race, because he's done great things for the people of Israel, who are not hated, by the way, Jim. You are in a very small group of people, and here's the problem that you create on the right. Now I'm getting a little philosophical here. the problem that you're creating on the right, Jim, how you're hurting the cause, is that you are tarring and feathering all the rest of us. So if you are tolerated as, you know, well, you're what a right winger is, and then you appear on a show like mine or wherever you guys, and you go out there and spread your message, just a small number of people listening all night, listening constantly to shows that support Donald Trump, and then you get to call in with this. That hurts Donald Trump. I didn't hurt Donald Trump in my show here because I'm awake, I'm alert, and I called you. But the thing is, you are making, let's put it this way, an overwhelming majority of American patriots, many of whom are evangelicals, and I just use the evangelicals as a simple word to categorize the largest group, and the Catholics, Protestants, they don't hate the Jews. And they believe in something, a book that came out of the Middle East called the Bible, and a guy who walked around in the Middle East named Jesus of Nazareth, he was a Jew. they go to church every Sunday. When they hear you, Jim, they go, I don't want to be part of that. I don't want to be part of it. If that's what the right wing is, if that's what conservatism is, if that's what Donald Trump, I don't want that. So you, Jim, here's what you do. Here's how you help out the patriot cause. And thank you very much for what you do. You drive people away. You drive them away. Now, you attract a couple of people. There are a couple of people like you, unhinged people like you out there who think you got a good message. But for every one that you attract, who is a person you wouldn't want in your cause anyway, you drive hundreds of fine, good people away. And this has been going on for decades. And that's why a lot of the little tiny groups that spread your message, Jim, are financed by people like George Soros and groups like the FBI. They're, you know, we find out that, you know, some little group of, you know, people like you, you know, they had a meeting of 10 people and 8 of them were FBI agents. So they love you. They don't want to take you off the internet because you are tarring and feathering us. And I think I countered what you were trying to do there. We got a little bit of time here. Let's go to a fine woman, Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, you're on the air.
Thanks, Jim. I'm glad to know I didn't miss anything. I got an important call. But I wanted to say that there's a lot of confusion going on out there about Israel, the way I look at it. And that's this.
Okay. Okay. First of all, clarify. Okay. What do you think? Maybe I'm confused. What are we confused about? And clarify. You have to start with your most important point.
Mm-hmm. Half of Israel, as far as I'm concerned, has been taken over by the LGBT XYZs.
Have you ever been to Israel? Have you ever been to Israel?
No, I can look on the internet. I see what's coming out of there.
Okay. I've never been there either, but I don't pretend to know what it's like on the streets of Tel Aviv or Jerusalem or Bethlehem.
Well,
okay, go ahead.
You need to know, okay? It's the most important place that they have in the world to meet. It's beautiful, the beaches and the weather and all that, and they have months and years, whatever they do. I mean, it's like 250,000 gay pride and a gay pride parade there. Okay.
Well, all right. Now, that is not something that is, I don't think you're right. But here's the thing.
They're actually trying to get the world to boycott BDS, boycott, divest, and what is the other one? Yes. And they are behind it. I mean, and they have a motto. And their motto is, Tel Aviv plays and Israel pays.
Okay. Okay.
I mean,
well, Pat, the you're in Texas there, right?
Yes.
Okay. I want you to go on Sunday. I want you to go to a local Baptist church, one of the big ones, one of the giant ones, a big Baptist church, or go to a traditional Catholic church, and just listen for a while and talk to the people there and see how they feel about Israel. See how they feel about this guy named Jesus. See what they think about this book that they may have read called the Bible. Okay, and
you don't know
I don't think
I'm just talking theology. And I
okay. Well, you clarified that for us. Half the people in Israel are LGBTQ XYZ 123. All right. I didn't know that. Thank you, Pat. Thank you. Talk to you later. Do more research. Bring us back another gem like that. All right. Well, we got a little break here. We'll be right back, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, we're back, folks. And my engineer, he comments to me, a tough crowd tonight, Kelso. But we love it, you know, like George Carlin. You know, I feel like George Carlin. You know, I can take it from the audience there and give back just as good. Love it. There's still enough time, and if you want to call in and say something good, bad, or ugly, you can do that. The I think just to close here, let me come up with Let me play a little. Let's see. Oh, Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you get your shot in. Come on, Francis. What's up?
Oh, boy. Outside of my height. I'm totally floored now. But I have to admit, I am impressed by your decorum earlier this evening. And what can I tell you? I was impressed by the recordings you had played earlier about the various hearings and so forth. That should be very fascinating. So, anyway, with that, I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple with my Corona and the variants. Have a great weekend. Play hard.
Okay, Francis, thank you very much for your call from the great state of North Carolina. Let's see, we're almost out of town, or out of time. Let me just see if I can't find this to end here. Of course, one of the heroes on this show is Robert Malone, and I've played this for you several times on the show here. Can I find it buried in here with these recordings, Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene? I'd love to play any of those for you. But I'm looking for one here, just kind of, here it is. This is apropos and fitting for all this talk from people like the fellow in Oregon and so on who has trouble with with people. Here it is. This is a video, and the guy who made the video, his screen name on YouTube is Hi Rez, but he's actually a Jewish guy, and what you the litany he will recite for you here in just a second is all of your and my beliefs. He's on board with us. Oh, gee. How did that happen, Jim? Here he comes. 2 + 2 = 5, says this Jewish guy.
So it's different, as you know, that with equity comes class. Please welcome the new student, Robert.
Welcome, Robert.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Teach. It's lit. No cap.
No cap. It's Robert Malone there. Now here's this Jewish fellow teaching.
Kick the fathers out of the house, send the mothers back to work. Let the school system bury your children right from the birth. Make them meal, feed them pills, confuse them about what's real. Tell them facts don't really matter, it's all about how you feel. Science and math erases, history let's erase it. Indoctrinate a whole generation, you can't escape it. It's bigger than American politics, you're an incompetence. White people, racist and bigots, and you're a colonist. If you want freedom, we'll encourage to do the opposite. It's toxic masculinity, if a man is too confident. Excuse me, what's a woman? Well, I am not a biologist. Common sense is really not common when you're a communist. Parents that care about their kids, let's call them terrorists. It's cool to be a feminist and an environmentalist, and if you love the country, that makes you a white supremacist. Don't even try defending it, because what you say is irrelevant. Put your hands up, everybody stand up. The whole world going there, bro. 2 + 2 = 5. You a racist if you don't think that adds up.
We gotta pause it right there. But thanks everybody for joining us tonight, and we'll see you again Monday. See what great things Donald Trump has come up with over the weekend. Look forward to seeing you on Monday. So long for now.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.